ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Santa Catalina in Eastern Solomon Islands, where they have a very special way of dealing with disputes and settling grievances. Once a year, they pick up a spear and challenge their family members to battle. It's a unique but dangerous custom, and as Chris Narita Almanuliong found out, there's even a bigger danger for the island's residents.
It's 2 a.m. The only light on the island of Santa Catalina is from burning embers.
Back in the days, our old people say this act is to cleanse the island from any sickness or bad omen.
The Wogasia Festival begins. Myself on the beach with groups of young girls and boys, sharing betel nut and waiting in anticipation for the spear fighting to begin in just about 4 hours. Among the group is Irene Dagi, mother of one and first timer to witness this festival.
I brought my son to learn so that the next time he can take part. Wogasia to me is the new year for the people of Makira. It brings peace when there are disputes, and as long as this day ends with feasting, problems are solved.
Dawn breaks and the two tribes of the island, Amoya and Atawa, emerge on either side of the beach. Custom rules mean they're only to fight their cousins. They line up on the sand and in the shallows, looking for their family member to battle. After 10 minutes, the battle is over. Actual spears thrown at real people. There is genuine danger. I even saw a warrior limping after a direct spear hit his leg.
Hey, my body's painful. I'm out of breath.
Santa Catalina is one of the most remote places in Solomon Islands. Silas Maka is the president of the Santa Catalina Association. He believes the festival and the spear fight is their way of pushing back.
Some of the ways that we live are influenced by the external culture. Wogasia reminds us to slow down and think.
But he says another threat is proving far more dangerous.
Our traditional sites for spear fighting have been washed away. They are lost. The tide has changed. It's never low tide anymore. It's always high tide.
The United Nations has identified the island as highly vulnerable to cyclones and earthquakes. But it says its biggest threat is rising sea levels. For the past 4 years, Rose Freddy has seen firsthand the effects of this.
The usual practice is we plant yams a year before the Wogasia to be ready for harvest in time for our feasting. But now we have to buy from the mainland.
How does it feel like being unable to plant?
It feels terrible because we are using other root crops during the feasting that has never been part of our practice. It doesn't look good that we are using cassava and swamp taro for our traditional puddings.
Yes. But this year marks the first time since COVID that tourists have been able to return to the island to witness its ancient traditions. It has given Santa Catalina's small economy a much-needed boost, with local artists selling carvings and land access fees being paid to the villagers.
Interesting, very emotional in a way, very frightening.
That was phenomenal. I've never experienced anything like that before.
After the morning spear fight, women walk up the hill. Here, they will have an intricate banana leaf suit woven around them known as mwakomwako. They hold small sticks and stones and ask the gods to bless the soil, symbolizing the lifeblood of the village, food and farming. In the afternoon, the chanting and the yelling grow louder. It's the final spear fight. The intensity is such that within minutes, the chiefs end the contest. With the fighting over and peace restored, a score of women adorned in mwakomwako go into the ocean and are handed the conch shells. They sound them for a final time and release the spirit to the sea. The same conch shells are then stored for next year's wagasia. That night, villagers gather in groups to feast, marking the end of the festivities. As for Irene Dagi, she's adamant the festival will continue for generations to come, and it's her duty to teach her son.
It'll be passed on to the next generation. As you can see, the children are with the elders throughout the festival. They are being trained by them so wagasia can be passed on.